You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Why not discover something about the linguistic know-how regarding consistories and cardinals? That's with our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
And today I'd like to concoct a story, Father. It's a solemn story, and it's about consistories. Consistory, that's a word of Latin origin, isn't it?
Yeah, consistorium, to sit together. Assembly of people sitting together. Applied this when the cardinals and the pope were together, was a seating together, consistory, consistorium.
Well, anyway, we said it's an assembly of cardinals. Cardinal, that's the word that comes from Latin.
Cardo, meaning a hinge on your door, and so cardinalis were the hinges of anything, and so you'd say the hinges of the church are supposed to be the cardinal. Comes from.
So they're the ones that are summoned at the discretion of the Pope.
Yes, because right? They're supposed to be the important people, the hinges on which the church revolves.
Pope reads their names ahead of the consistory, right? The consistory itself can be secret, semi-public, or public. Those words are all vaguely derived from Latin, aren't they? Secret.
Well, secretum, when no one else is there and no one knows what's going on. Secret consistories practically don't exist anymore. And then you have public consistories, namely where the doors are kind of open and what's going on in the hall is more or less well-known knowledge.
But public comes from the Latin.
Yeah, publicus, which belongs to the people.
We speak of the creation of cardinals.
It's correct. Creare means to appoint someone. We think of creation as like, you know, Genesis or God creating the world. But in the dictionary, creare meant to appoint an official, to create someone a senator. That was the idea. And so to create cardinals is to appoint them, period. And that's very classical Latin, really it is. As I say, far away from what we think of creation.
And when they're created, cardinals, the Pope gives them a red hat. How would you say the Pope gives them a red hat in Latin?
Well, dat eis pilium rubrum.
Rubrum meaning
red, and pilium is the little cap. Pilium rubrum is the technical term, the red hat.
And you were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist, is currently teaching Latin in the United States. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.